What's up, guys? I'm back with another podcast, and it is Easter. So, first, just happy Easter to everybody. Hope it's great with you and your family or friends, whoever you're celebrating with. And I'm a little surprised that I'm doing this on Easter, but like I said, it's weekly and it's something I love to do. So, for anyone listening, that I hope you listen to this sometime during the week whenever you're not busy. But speaking of which, I had some of the busiest weeks of my life, especially last week. I had to give a 15-minute speech. And now I thought I would make an episode on how to have better time management and be more productive. Just little ways to be more productive, and how to have better time management. Kind of exactly what I just said, but speaking of which, I'd say let's just hop right into it. The first thing I would say is to plan out your week in advance. This is up to you, your discretion. But for me, right after this podcast, I know I'm going to go on my Google Calendar and then have a planner and just plan out the week ahead. It makes the week ahead just so much less stressful when you know exactly what you have to do every single day. So take 30 minutes and just really thoroughly plan out your week and what you want to accomplish every single day. And even if you don't get it accomplished, at least you have a plan going into the next day. There's that saying that when you, oh man, what's the saying? It's just your day starts the night before. So if you can plan out your day the night before, it makes you so much more productive the following day. The second thing I'll say is to time block. So basically what this means is, let's say you have an assignment and you really want to do it. Well, then time block it. So let's say you're a morning riser. So from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., work on that assignment and make sure during that you block out distractions. So throw your phone on your bed, turn your phone in do not disturb, put in your backpack, and just focus on that task and that task only. Now, following up with this, I would say the third thing that's important is to do your most important tasks first. I know it seems hard to do your, I guess, most time-consuming important tasks first, but if you can knock those out of the way right off the bat, it makes just your other assignments so much easier. Now, the fourth thing I'll say is do not multitask. It is proven that multitasking actually decreases your productivity. When you're focusing on an assignment, only focus on that assignment. When you're focusing on studying for some test, only focus on that subject. And I've struggled with this before because you think you're so much more productive when you can do multiple things at once. But if you focus on one thing, give all your focus to it, it makes you just finish it better and your mind's clearer and you can accomplish it faster. Now, the last thing I want to mention, I know this is a short podcast, but it is Easter, but the last thing I want to mention is to take breaks whenever you feel you need to. I mean, all these websites will tell you, oh, every 25 minutes, do the Pomodoro technique and do 25 minutes on, 25 minutes off. And I get that, but everyone's different. And for me, I don't feel comfortable only doing 25 minutes. I like going at least an hour without any distractions. And then after an hour, I'm like, oh, I need to just walk around. Some people are 2 hours, some people are three. Like, it just matters what you are, or what your body's telling you. So it's okay. It's literally okay to take breaks. It's actually encouraged to take breaks to kind of reset your brain. And it's very helpful in terms of your productivity. So, with that being said, the five tips to have better time management and boost your productivity are to plan your weeks in advance, use a Google Calendar, write out your most important task, time block, and when you time block on certain assignments, block out your distractions such as social media. Third thing is do your most important tasks first, even though they are hard. Do them first because that's when you have the most brain power. Fourth thing is do not multitask. It is proven that multitasking is actually horrible for productivity. And the fifth thing is take breaks whenever you feel you need to. your body tells you